Somebody requested that we sing Alfred Hackley's hymn, He Lives. And at the end of the chorus, the hymn writer asks the question, you ask me how I know He lives. And he gives the answer, He lives within my heart. Well, I have to make some comments about that. That song is a favorite of a lot of people, and every statement in it is true, except the second to the last phrase of the text. We can't know anybody lives based on the claim they live in our heart. Because after all of our dead relatives live in our heart. Isn't that what we preach at funerals? Oh, He'll always be with you in your heart. Well, the hymn is suited to be sung by conservative Orthodox Christians and neo-Orthodox people who can't deny the truth of science that there's really no proof of any physical resurrection, but that we're just going to believe it anyway because it's true in our hearts. And this is the teaching of people like Karl Barth and so forth. It's an attempt to mesh or make compatible modern rationalism and materialism, which denies the supernatural, and the doctrines of the Christian faith. That would be the type of answer that a neo-Orthodox theologian would give. Is it doesn't really matter whether Jesus actually physically, tangibly rose from the grave. What matters is this idea of the resurrection being true to us and being attested to by our spirits and so forth and so on. And of course, that's a bunch of hogwash. The reason we should give for why we know Jesus lives is because God's Word told us so. The testimony of the witnesses is recorded in Scripture, and it doesn't matter whether our hearts agree or not. He lives regardless of whether people believe it in their heart. You have to believe in your heart God has raised Jesus from the dead in order to be saved. But you believe it not because it's just some idea, but because you know it actually happened, because this is the testimony of the Gospels. Remember, Paul said, I delivered unto you the gospel which I had always preached, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, how He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and He was seen of Cephas and of the 12 and of 500 witnesses at one time, and so forth and so on. That's the caveat. We got a whole lot better proof that Jesus lives than what our heart tells us. Because sometimes our heart will be weak, and sometimes we might think dark thoughts, or Satan might get a grip on us sometimes, or the world might attack us so relentlessly. And the answer is not that we feel like Jesus is alive. The answer is that we believe God's Word in the Scripture, that He rose again from the grave. Love, of course, is an invisible thing, but being alive is not an invisible thing at all. It's actually real and tangible. And the Lord Jesus is alive again forevermore. And one day, we who trusted in Him will see Him with our own eyes. Maybe it's true that everybody will see Him with their own eyes, because the Scriptures say that He'll raise again from the grave the wicked to enter into everlasting judgment. I suppose at that time they'll see Him with their own eyes too, because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess.